On your right is a 7-foot bronze cast, one of seven, of a Jacques Lipchitz work completed in 1927 and unveiled on November 9, 1962. The sculpture is called Joie de Vivre, or Joy of Life in English. The total cost exceeded $63,000, all donated by the Steinberg Memorial Trust. The artist dedicated the sculpture to his sister, who was hospitalized here in St. Louis for a long while. If you look to the left, you'll see a white birdhouse, which is exclusively for the purple martin. Purple martins must rely on mankind for their housing needs, because the hollow trees in which they had lived are most often raided by other birds now. These birdhouses are built with a hole that's just the size and height for purple martins, and they're placed near the water, which the birds enjoy. Purple martins are a migratory bird, so they return every spring. You can find their houses by Post Dispatch Lake, on Wildlife Island, and on Probstein Golf Course. They're often full of lots of moms and babies in the spring. Over 100 young martins are fledged from Forest Park each year. On Government Hill, you'll find other types of birdhouses, bluebird boxes. Bluebirds have the same problem as purple martins in that they're often crowded out by non-native bird species. The bluebird is the state bird of Missouri, but you rarely see a bluebird in Forest Park. Hopefully, these man-made habitats will encourage the bluebird to call the park home. By now, you should be walking across a wooden boardwalk. This is one of the first areas renovated as part of the master plan. The boardwalk was made possible by a gift from the Reader's Digest Fund, which was funding urban park renewal projects at the time. The gift was for $1 million, with $400,000 dedicated for restoration, $400,000 for endowment, and $200,000 for education projects. The Forest Park Voyage of Learning Academy was funded by the same grant. The Steinberg Prairie is truly a welcome addition to the park and is especially beautiful in the spring and fall. It's hard to imagine that this area was once all covered with asphalt, but it was. The master plan called for ripping out the parking lot and in its place creating the river, prairie, and boardwalks. The construction workers were rather bemused. They said they'd never ever demolished a parking lot to put in paradise. The stacked limestone fence on your right is a nice place to sit down and rest for a minute. You'll notice that the limestone surrounds a small body of water. Some people believe this is the source of Cabinny Spring. Park officials had always known of Cabinny Spring, but had no idea as to its location. When the parking lot was removed, this spring was discovered.